Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Echo Romeo Kilo Productions presents Irk FM International. Irk FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
life is.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 357 of Irk FM International. Irk FM International coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday here on Irk FM. We have some great music for you, a mix of bluegrass and a bit of reggae because I'm cool, man. But in the meantime, I am going to set this episode up. I'm going to make you dance. So get up and dance because you should know this particular song. You might not know the dance to the particular song. I only know it because I stand behind a good-looking chick and I watch what she does and then I copy. So let's get up and dance to this song. You'll know it. Studio B, if you want to swivel in the chair in the kitchen while you're doing the washing up, that's fine, but be careful.
Highway number are so many things I could say, my love. Make a trip so your lips would be mine. There are so many things I could do, my love, to convince you my love is divine. There are so many words I could tell you. There are so many moments of time. But I'll save or we go to the land down below. If I tell you I love you, I'm lying. There are so many places to go, my love. There are so many places to find. There are so many worlds to explore, my love. So many stars yet to shine. There are so many secrets to tell you. There are so many men on the line. But I say before we go to the land down below, if I tell you I love you, I'm lying. I may be shown a reason to call you up next time. So if you like your woman sweet, consider me your wife. Flying, but if I ever utter I love you, honey, I am lying. And if I look into your eyes to tell you, honey, I am lying. And if I ever whisper words unheard, such soldier words, oui, je t'aime. Darling, I am Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming.
It's Judy's Blast FM and it's show 86. And today we're celebrating my last day of being 59. Yes, tomorrow I'm the big 60. So today I'm playing up. Why not? I don't. You little.
The big 60. Woo!
I nearly had a heart attack, you bastard. Snuck in from behind and scared the living hell out of me. Wow, wait till my stomach goes back down to my feet, everybody.
You are listening to IRC on IRC FM, IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com. And why I played that particular piece from Blast from the Past. No, it wasn't Blast from the Past. It was Judy's Blast FM just before my mum turned 60. She was telling everyone how she was going to play up and have a great time because she was turning 60. I wasn't in the room and I've snuck up from behind her and I've just gone, wow, the big 60! And there's probably still a hole in the roof from where she jumped through it. But I was out on the weekend and mum was listening to IRC FM while she was washing up in the kitchen, sitting on her chair, and she's listening to the music and she's enjoying it. And I've come back from a song, you know, welcome back to IRC FM, welcome back. And my voice has scared her and she's jumped. And sometimes I've got a bad habit of going into a room and she's busy doing the washing up or something like that. And I'll say, g'day, how are you going? And that'll scare her. And so I did that via the podcast and I wasn't even here. Yeah, funny stuff indeed. I'm sure you all recognise the first song that we played by now. That was Nutbush City Limits. The band in question on this particular occasion was a band called Seesaw. And that was Seesaw that you heard on the first four tracks. We heard Nutbush City Limits. And have you ever noticed that when Nutbush City Limits comes on, no one cares who sung it originally? No one really cares. They just get up and do the dance. I always used to get confused between Nutbush City Limits and The Bus Stop, as in the moves for each one of those dances. The songs are different and they're totally different, but it was just a matter of, hang on, how does the Nutbush City Limits dance go, or how does the Bus Stop dance go? So I'd always used to stand behind someone hot and copy them, and for three quarters of the dance that was fine because I had someone in front of me. But yeah, it was just a case of remembering, which one am I doing again? So we heard Nutbush City Limits, then we heard the title track Seesaw, and then after that we heard If I Tell You I Love You and A Sunday Kind of Love. Let me tell you a little bit about Seesaw, who I found via Juice Management and Promotion, via Airplay Direct. They are from California. Seesaw reunites Force of Nature blues rock vocalist Beth Hart and guitar hero Joe Bonamassa for a second album of choice covers from various musical eras. As with their first outing, Don't Explain, the project is in collaboration with producer Ken Shirley, who has produced for Joe Bonamassa, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith and the Black Crowes. Each of the three principals suggested and selected tracks for the 11-song set list, which mimes soulful classics previously made famous by Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Billie Holiday, Donnie Hathaway, Lucinda Williams, Buddy Miles, Tina Turner, Slack Wax, and a lot more, including Nina Simone. This 1-2 punch of Hart's powerhouse vocals and Bonamassa's scorching solos both honours and reinvents the original recordings. For both of them, making music together grew out of the friendship and the mutual artistic appreciation they developed after crossing paths on the road numerous times, particularly on the festival circuit in Europe. Bonamassa wanted to do a project with her and came up with the idea of a Souls covers record. Shirley, who's produced 12 of Bonamassa's albums, was enthusiastic and Bonamassa contacted Hart. What was so cool about the project is when Joe and Beth enter the studio, he comes in as a guitar player and she comes in as a singer, says Shirley. They're getting together just to play fun music, sing some favourite songs without the pressure of career issues that they might have on solo projects. The point is to pick up and celebrate songs that didn't get their due in their day and to pay homage to the ones that were purely classics. So, yeah, lots of great stuff there. Let's continue now. We are going to hear from Della May, who are from the awesome location of Unknown. Della May, then, the new release is The World Oft Can Be. Within a relatively short period of time, Della May has become a sensation in the musical world, commanding a powerful collective chemistry with vocal, instrumental and songwriting talent to spare. The Boston-based combo mimes time-honoured elements to create music that's unmistakably fresh and contemporary. The group quickly won an enthusiastic following through their high-energy live performances at festivals around America. The band expanded its reputations with its self-released first album, 2011's album I Built This Heart, which won an impressive amount of attention for a do-it-yourself release. The World Oft Can Be, Della May's second album and rounder debut, shows that like the Everett Brothers, Lumineers and Punch Brothers, these five multi-talented young women are respectful of American musical tradition, but not restricted by it, combining centuries of musical influences with an emotionally tough, undeniably modern songwriting sensibility. The World Oft Can Be's 12 songs, including such engaging originals as Empire, Paper Prince, Maybelline, and the feisty title track, showcase the fivesome's world-class instrumental abilities, lifting harmonies, and subtly commanding lead vocals. Although the musicians' sublime skills have already won them numerous individual honours, the album's focus is squarely on the band's emotional potent songs and spirited, effortlessly, there's a word you haven't heard for a while there, Studio B, expressive performances. Anywho, this particular album was recorded in the Cash Cabin Studio, Johnny Cash's former recording base in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Wow. Absolutely wow. Let's hear them now. We are about to hear four tracks from Della May. We're about to hear Pine Tree, Maybelline, Some Roads Lead On, and Letter from Down the Road. I'm Erk, you're wonderful, and this is Erk FM International. Here's Della May.
growing from the soil of Galilee. Don't be scared now, don't be slow. If you don't go, the roots won't grow. She was a lover. Day and night, labor day and night. He left alone, she never tried to mend the years they left behind, turn the dark to light. Oh, Maybelline, Maybelline, all the loving years now you're left behind. Oh, Maybelline, Maybelline, what will become of you? What will become of you? What will become of you? On her hand, no ring upon her hand. Oh, Maybelline, she gave her life to teach her children as they grew, raise them strong and true. Oh,
for life. said if I would be his love, he'd never roam no more. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. He took me to his parlor and he got down on one knee. I swear he's the prettiest thing that this girl ever did see. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road.
In her hometown of El Paso, the young I really ain't got all that long.
And indeed, music is life. You are listening to Urcon Urk FM, Urk FM International, and we just heard four songs from Halle Anna. The song you just heard was called Songwriter's Prayer. Prior to that, Tattoo. Before that, San Antonio Rose. And open up from Halle Anna, The Letter. We also heard four songs from Della May, starting with Pine Tree, Maybelline, they pronounce it differently, Some Roads Lead On, and Letter from Down the Road. Halle Anna, she is, probably not surprisingly, from Texas. She is a singular soul-wise beyond her years. Her new album is called Halle Anna, I believe. She's from Central Texas. And the song Tattoo is described as youthful edge. Another song, Out of the Blue, is described as energy. And the song The Letter, which we haven't heard, is described as a seasonal songwriter's elegance. Her deep Lone Star State roots wrap around every texture and phrase. She says that she grew up listening to music, to people who play music in Texas. She's 26. I didn't think she sounded that old, but yeah. She takes a subtle approach to blowing people away with her music, says Grammy award-winning producer Lloyd Maines, who produced for the Dixie Chicks. She writes meaningful lyrics, and her singing and guitar playing deliver her songs in grand form. And Ace songwriter Walt Whitkin says, every song that Halle Anna writes or sings is great. Her voice really sends me. She's sunshine in a beautiful package. So we are going to go somewhere different. This is Urk FM International. I'm Cool Man.
What a joy, 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 to me heart and soul. Life is worth more than gold, to a good things I take hold. Hear the people of God, them sight all my balafor, Rastafari God for us all. Now we live in love, I praise the most I am born. Spirit is there and everywhere. What a joy, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy, Rastafari joy, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy. Deep down in your heart, you know that love is the only thing that lasts. Yeah. Don't make our children unhappy. By yourself, stop it, stop it. Hey. In love, love and kindness, those who hate live in blindness, and love comes with the finest. Love is the key, let me remind it. What a joy, 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 Mama Africa, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy. Rock, you know, girl, the feeling is so great. Strictly over there was no hate.
smile on their face. What a joy, what a joy. 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 To me heart and soul, life is worth more than gold. Do my good things, I take gold. Your people are gone. No sight, I'll bubble up for Rastafari, God for us all. Now we live in love. I'm praise the most I am born. Do all the good things it does. And I'm no fear. Love is in the atmosphere. Joy is everywhere and everywhere. What a joy, what a joy. What a joy, what a joy, Rastafari joy, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy.
Thank you, Jah, for all you've been. parents oftentimes they're confused. There must be someone to tell them the truth. May the powers of Jah Jah protect. Give you one blessing and I wish you the best. May the powers of the Most High protect. The love like you need, so you're the one you can rely on. So we gotta keep our eyes on. Then you could respect the ladies. Then you would protect the babies. Why should you wanna hurt them? They're a blessing on this earth, man. They're the powers of Jah Jah protect. Give you one blessing.
Girl, I feel so in your time. Don't be crushed by your kind, true love. them with my feet with quickness. Lift my eyes unto the mountains, so my knowledge keep flowing as a fountain. In everything that's the far I mention, don't be distracted, don't pay attention. The precepts you keep it, only alone know all secrets.
Yeah, you Messiah, he's the Savior.
Jamaica? Nah, she wanted to go. That was Sizzla, not surprisingly, from Jamaica. The song we just heard was The Messiah, which is the title of his latest album. Prior to that, we heard True Love, Made to Powers, and What a Joy. Let me tell you about Sizzla to finish the episode. From Jamaica, Miguel Collins, a.k.a. Sizzla, is one of the most influential and genomatic, whatever that word means, artists in reggae. Since his emergence in 1995, he has blazed a trail through the deepest roots and slackest dancehall and then back again. His musical range and daring has made Sizzla difficult to label yet iconic at the same time. The Messiah is Sizzla's return to righteousness dancehall from a 2013 perspective, released through his Kajourney music label. The album is written and executive produced by himself. The Afrocentric themes of earlier albums, Black Woman and Child, The Real Thing, are present with a seasoned voice and fresh perspective of a man on a musical mission. And if you read his website, there's a link on the show notes. Yes, he's definitely on at least one mission, if not more. All of our music today has come from Airplay Direct. The episode, as always, is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. We've had a good mix of bluegrass and the reggae today. On this episode, we have heard from Seesaw, Della May, Hallie Anna, and Sizzla. If all of this music isn't enough, check out my sister show to this one, IRC FM Australia, Down the Pipes and Into Your Ears, each and every Friday on IRC FM. And if you like your music a lot harder, then today you can also listen to IRC FM Metal Monday. Funnily enough, about metal, hosted by me and on Monday. And if my accent isn't enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting. There's Portuguese accents, French accents, American, Canadian, English. Yeah, do I need to go on? Lots of different accents from around the world. 40 people just like me who are sharing independent and unsigned music from around the world in a variety of styles. Check it out, musicpodcasting.org, music podcasting made easy. Until next week, I'm Merck. Thank you for listening. Hope I didn't scare you too much, Studio B, and see you next time. Remember, on IRC FM, music is life.